Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 82 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, still coming to you from the ISTE conference here in Chicago. I'm just barely made it into the expo hall here, and I bumped into Michael Abramczyk and Megan, say it again.
Hakulski.
I knew I was going to butcher that. Yeah. Yeah. Who are both here from Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were just chatting about, first of all, about the conference and how enormous it is. I mean, the expo hall here kind of feels like a big football field full of all sorts of companies and things. But we were talking about this idea of teaching for the long game. It's kind of like what you said, right? Yeah. Which I think is a really, really interesting idea. So Megan, why don't you kind of take that and tell us what you mean by that?
Yeah, sure. So our whole idea of playing the long game is kind of, you know, taking what you're doing in your classroom and instead of just being concerned with the day-to-day, thinking towards the future for both yourself and your students and keeping that end in mind so that you're preparing them for their future,
yeah,
instead of just thinking about what do I need to get to prepare them for this test at the end of the week.
Yeah.
And if you keep that end in mind, it's a lot easier to get through all those day-to-day, you know, struggles that you might have because you know you're preparing them to be a better person at the end of whatever their journey is with you instead of just how can I get them through this grade level.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You want to add something to that?
It's definitely all about developing relationships and casting vision. You know, where we desire these kids to be, but also paying attention to their bigger part, yeah, in the story.
Yeah.
Not saying that this is what I want, but getting in touch with what they want and where they want to be and getting them connected with different tools,
yeah,
that are out there, especially in technology. We have a, we come from a very diverse school, diverse community, so we're trying to reach out to some of these minority students and get them connected with CS,
yeah,
and other things that can help them step out of our school and step into success right away.
Okay, cool. So, and sometimes, you know, we hear a lot of people talk about, you know, relationships are important. We have to get kids ready for the future and all. And we hear a lot of those kind of like generalities, which are good. And that's exactly what we need to do. So now let's turn it toward the practical side. If someone said, okay, I'm on board with this, what does that look like? Like, how do you do it? Do you guys have any examples, like, from your class or, like, any suggestions that you could give people that want to kind of go in that right direction and either way? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all about that inquiry-based teaching and learning and making sure that you are not just focused on the content that you're teaching, but pulling in what the kids want to learn too and giving as much academic freedom as you,
yeah,
can.
It's all about relevance.
Yeah, and tying in those real world connections, and the career piece is huge, and
yeah,
giving them those connections that they might not be able to make themselves even at an older age.
Yeah.
I had eighth grade last year, and they can't always do that. You have to provide that for them, but making sure they realize that life exists outside of a textbook,
yeah,
and they have to connect with that.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Do you have any, like, anything you can think? I know I can't, I'm kind of like putting you guys on the spot here, but like anything from your class in particular, either one of you, or anything that you've seen in a classroom or something?
I got a good one.
Oh, good. Okay, go.
So a couple of years, year before, we did a reality TV edition of the periodic table.
Oh, sweet.
And so my whole thing was, like, I hated school. I just,
yeah,
couldn't connect with it.
Yeah.
And it always broke my heart because I wanted to be successful, but I couldn't,
yeah,
make that happen. And so I reached out to Megan. I'm like, Megan, what are you doing? Or I'm talking about the periodic table. I'm like, oh, I was horrible at chemistry, but I got a really great idea.
Yeah.
So we mashed up, like, reality TV with the whole concepts of periodic, you know, all,
yeah,
that chemistry,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And the kids bought into it. So they got,
yeah,
to, like, flex their creative minds,
yeah,
and connected with stuff outside of the classroom,
yeah,
with what was going on in the classroom,
yeah,
like the instruction that Megan was doing. And it,
yeah,
like, exploded. You had kids that were completely disengaged,
uh-huh,
that walked away and understood. Again, this is the whole long game process. You're going to use this down the road. So,
yeah,
let's build a foundation right now to make this a reality for what you're going to deal with in the future.
Ooh, I love how this sounds. Yeah. And what did you think the impact was on the kids? How could you see that?
The engagement level was through the roof.
Yeah.
Because even if they weren't interested in the chemistry, because, I mean, a lot of them are not,
right,
they,
yeah,
they loved the videotaping and the editing process, and they
the
were into it because of that.
Yeah.
You connected with all your ELA lovers, your science lovers, you know, we hit on every single kid. We had two girls spoke Russian primarily, and they were thrown into my classroom. We had no support for them, and they thrived in that environment, and it was phenomenal to see that they, you know, they can barely speak English, and these two are full into this project because they were so excited. So
One more thing.
So if you got ELL people in your class, you can't cut them off. I mean, I had a moment where I was like, I don't know, we just got to give them something easier, and Megan challenged me on it. She's like, you cannot shut them out of this. Do not write them off because they don't speak English. See what they can do. Push them out of their comfort zone, and the products that they produced with this project and with computer science just blew our minds. It was on par with other people who have been here their entire life. So it was a really, like, life-changing moment for the both of us as teachers.
That's awesome. Oh, my goodness. That's great. Okay. So if people want to connect with the both of you, where's the best place to do it? First with Megan.
Twitter. Absolutely.
Surprise.
Yeah, right? At Megan underscore Hokulski. Good luck spelling that last name.
Yeah. Do you want to spell it for him real quick?
Sure. Yeah. H-A-C-H-O-L-S-K-I.
Great. Okay. So that, and then Michael?
Mine's a little easier. It's at underscore on 11, or you can find us on Wednesday nights at 7 Central for 122 at Chat.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.